Now, I know that if there's a group of 800 people here, that there's at least 80 of us that have had one of these spiritual experiences of that variety. And they happen all the time. It's just a matter of whether you're in a community whose consciousness supports it or not. But so he has this experience, and he was changed at a cellular level. I mean, when Lois came in, she looked at him and she went, "He's different." She also said, "I knew that he would never drink again." He asked Silkworth if he was mad. Silkworth told him, "No, you're not mad. I've read about these in books." He'd read Varieties. He says, "I've read about this in books, and whatever it is, you hold on to it because it's a heck of a lot better than what you had just a few minutes ago." Let's be really clear about that. Who cares if you're crazy? So he has this unitive experience, and the rest of his life, I believe what he was trying to do was tell people that were stuck in the third dimension as he had been, that no longer did they have to just be in three, that they could transition into four, five, six, seven. You know, the hits just keep on coming, as we like to say. So he has this change of consciousness. He gets plucked up and put down, and he tries to find out about it, as we all do. But the main thing, of course, was that his compulsion to drink was removed. Amazing. And so they start out. By 1943, Wilson is in a real jam emotionally because he realizes that he can no longer he cannot have what he called the friendships that AAs have. He could never be an AA member. People either wanted to put him up top or they wanted to put him below. And he went and got was involved with a fabulous Jungian therapist in 1943 by the name of Whelan, Francis Whelan. And so Bill is not able to have the relationships that we can have. So where's he going to get it? He has to get it outside of the fellowship, because outside of the fellowship, he's not looked at like, "Oh, here's the guy that saved our lives," you know? And then we start putting his picture up every place. And he's a really tall guy. One of the things that's interesting, this is an opinion, okay? Maybe a really good one should be yours, but But if you, there's a lot of Bill's contemporaries felt that his depression was behavior-based. And if you take a look at Wilson's body type, he's Marfanoid. Marfan's is a horrible illness, and it's mostly seen in women on the covers of magazines. They aren't all heroin addicts. They actually have a physical condition that gives that body type. And there is an organic depression that comes with that. Another thing, they always talked about how he didn't like to be standing at a podium. If he could, he would sit. And if he couldn't sit, he'd sit on the floor. Or if he could, he'd sit on the floor. And if he could, he'd actually lay down and talk from with being propped up on his elbows. That's a sign of a thing called POTS, P-O-T-S, that has to do with one's ability for the blood to circulate properly and the like. So this is another organic depression thing. Anyway, he got involved with the Jungian, this Jungian therapist, and there's a wonderful vignette about Bill and the Countess Margarita von Ludenkau. who had come to the United States